Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We are getting really close to Thanksgiving, and we are getting really close to Christmas Joy. And we're joined by Wendy Miner, the Artistic Director for Christmas Joy. She is with the Performers Ballet Company, and she is the owner of Magnify Dance School in Albuquerque. Wendy, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much. Yes.
I have to start by saying that I'm so excited about Christmas Joy every year because my oldest daughter, who's now at Sandia Labs and on with career and just recently got married, I guarantee you that if you ask Taylor what the most joyful thing she ever did in terms of activities as a child, she would say, Dad, Christmas Joy.
Mm.
And, you know, kind of chokes me up.
Yeah.
Because I was there as a parent. I was, you know, her mom and I were both doing all the volunteer work and right. helping with sets and setting up and doing all of the amazing things that you do now. The Performers Ballet Company presents Christmas Joy Saturday, December 14th at both 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock p.m. And then again on Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. National Hispanic Cultural Center. The tickets are $25 to $33, and it is so worth it because I want to tell everybody, you're not going to see a ballet with just a bunch of little kids.
That's right.
It is so beautiful, so professional. And young lady, I saw you dance in this when
yes.
you were not so old.
I know. It feels weird now that our show, 35th anniversary, you know, our students that are part of it now, you know, that doesn't really mean much to them. It's way older than they are. And yeah, I've been a part of this production for 30 years.
Wow.
So it is just a huge, landmark in my own life. And, it's my favorite time of year.
Well, Wendy, you have a special place in your heart for Miss Karen Alwyn.
Yes.
Who's the former owner of Alwyn's Dance Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen sold that business some time ago and talked about retiring.
Yes.
She's not retired.
No,
she's working
she's not
with you
yet.
Closely.
Yep, that's right. She's still a part. So Karen was the founder of Christmas Joy, initial visionary behind it. She really wanted to create a show that would marry her faith with her love of dance. And, she's kind of a legend here in Albuquerque. Most people who danced are familiar with her, and so many of us have trained with her over the years. And she's a stickler for excellence and just a stickler for putting on shows that are really at a high professional level, even though they're danced by, you know, children or adolescents, teenagers, young adults. And so she trained me from a young age, and I grew up as a dancer at her studio and in the performers. And, you know, after graduation, this show has been a part of my life for so many years, but, this is now my 10th year as director. So I remember
wow.
we were backstage at the 25th anniversary, and she came backstage and she said, I think I was the stage manager at the time, and she said, okay, Wendy, you know, it's time. It's time to pass the torch. You're going to be the new director. And I was like, oh my goodness, how do I step into those shoes? But yeah, I love her. She still teaches at our studio now, and, she's still involved with Christmas Joy. Helps us rehearse and get the dancers ready. And
I'm going to revert back, not just to my daughter, but friends of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All of us were together, working together for years,
you know,
5, 6, 8 years. I can't remember exactly how many. But what I remember is that these very young girls, I mean, 6-year-olds, mm-hmm. 7-year-olds, all the way up to high school seniors.
Yes.
Wendy, when you say excellence, you are understating it because these young people are so compelled to be perfect and to do a great job. They want to honor the effort that you put in
right.
as the director. They want to honor the Lord. They really feel like it's a mission. And to see really young children striving for excellence is an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
They don't want to go out there and go through the motions.
Right.
They want to be perfect in
right.
this presentation. And so I so much appreciate because I can see in my own daughter's life how that striving for excellence and how that focus on perfection really has carried on in her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did, you know, graduated with honors in high school and college and on to work for Sandia Labs. And I mean, a lot of it had to do with Christmas Joy.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Yes, yes, of course. I mean, my own experience echoes that in so many ways. And I think it's such a special, unique thing to be a part of. I mean, there have been people from time to time who say, oh my gosh, isn't it good enough? You know, cause we, like you're saying, we rehearse down to the finest nuanced detail that, you know, most untrained eyes wouldn't even recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But we just come at these kids as young professionals, with the expectation that they can always make it better.
Right.
And in doing so, I think the clarity of the performance is able to touch people's hearts in such a deeper way.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely not a recital.
Right.
I have friends who will say, oh, you're getting ready for your Christmas recital. And I'm like, come on. It's so much more than that. And it's something we're really proud to carry on.
And the music and the choreography and everything is just a major blessing. Tell me about Our Christmas Joy.
Mm-hmm. So Christmas Joy, 35 years, started off very, very humbly at Karen Alwyn's studio and, you know, graduated to some high school performing arts centers and eventually to Rhodey Theater on the campus at UNM. And now we have our home at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, which is just a beautiful venue and an amazing staff and production team that we really love working with them. And, you know, it's the story of the birth of Jesus.
Right.
You know, it is the story of Christmas, but it is a true worship experience. Like you were saying, the music, it's just so impactful, so beautiful, so inspirational. And then, you know, that inspires after that, the choreography, the costuming, the sets we have, all of that kind of stuff. It's just, it's a way to escape the busyness of the season and settle into just like a breath of Jesus.
Wendy, it really is a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And you're not just ministering to the dancers, you're ministering to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's working together in unison. You talk about the sets and making 10 trips from the storage unit
yep.
to the facility
yep.
with pickup trucks. And I mean, it's absolutely a crazy production.
Yes.
But you also have, like yourself, you were a dancer
mm-hmm.
and you've grown all the way up into now running.
Mm.
The show.
Right.
And, you also have your own dance studio, Magnify Dance Studio. Tell
yes.
us a little bit about that. And how does a young person get involved in dance?
Mm. Well, I mean, I was fortunate. My mom enrolled my older sister in dance and my sister had two left feet. She was terrible at it, but I was tagging along every week and I was 3 years old and my mom thought, well, okay, if we're going to be here, I might as well put Wendy in it. And I took to it from day one.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know, my passion my whole life. So I never played a sport. I never played an instrument. All I did was dance. And I'm very lucky that I feel that I found that passion at a young age. So I think now, you know, if parents recognize, just movement or their child responding to music, that it's such a way to pull that out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a really great way. Dance is a great way if you have a child who's a little bit more introverted or quiet, or maybe they don't seem to respond to music. It's a great way to grow their self-discipline and their poise and their posture, and all those things. I think dance is just really unique in being able to cultivate that in young people. So that is something that I love about owning a dance studio. I said I would never do it. I've always danced, and I said that is the craziest job ever. I will never own a studio, but you know, God has other plans. So
well, I can absolutely promise that if you take your young person, boy or girl, to this performance, they are going to be really excited about ballet.
Mm.
And I don't care what age. You
yep.
could take a 5-year-old or you could take a 15 or 16-year-old or even 18-year-old. My
mm-hmm.
daughter now is plus 25 and she goes, I think she even goes to all the shows
yeah.
because she loves it that much. Wow. Wendy, we're going to be back with more talking about Christmas Joy. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
It's time to power up your day with a one-minute focal point from Pastor Mike Fabares.
In the face of suffering and injustice, the Old Testament authors often cry out with a heartfelt question, one that echoes in our lives today. They say, "How long, O Lord?" They struggle, as we do, with God's apparent passivity in the face of all the egregious wrongs around us. But what we often fail to see is that in that delayed justice, that He doesn't immediately judge sin. That's His incredible grace, and it's a grace that delays His judgment so that we can see more people come to repentance. His continued patience will mean salvation for more people. God's going to make things right, and judgment will come, and evil will end. But in the meantime, it's our prayer that more people will come to repentance and faith, and that they'll find the grace and forgiveness that we have come to enjoy.
There is more Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares available on Focal Point, weekdays on your station, or go online to focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, we are talking about Christmas Joy, the 35th anniversary performance. It's Saturday, December 14th and Sunday, December 15th, to be held at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. We have their artistic director, the woman that runs the show, Wendy Miner, in studio. Wendy, wow, it's awesome to have you here and to talk about this. It brings tears to my eyes to even think about how amazing it was for my daughter. She just enjoyed it. And everybody else that I know, all of their children just had an amazing time. So if people want to buy tickets to the event, two shows on Saturday, the 14th, and one on Sunday, the 15th, how do people buy tickets?
So we make it real easy for you online through the National Hispanic Cultural Center's box office, NHCCNM.org, or you could Google it. It's super user-friendly. You can actually go into the theater to their box office and buy them in person, or you can buy them at our studio at Magnify Dance Center. We're in Uptown Albuquerque, so if that's a bit closer to you and you don't want to do that online.
Give us the address of Magnify Dance Center.
8529 Indian School, Indian School, just east of Wyoming. And there's not a bad seat in the house in that theater. It's just a very beautiful venue, but if you plan to go, we recommend, don't wait, because sometimes we do sell out.
Right.
So we wouldn't want someone to miss out.
So Christmas Joy is the story of the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
And it's an amazing story in ballet form. And as the artistic director, and we were talking a little bit about this off air, do you just have canned performances and it is the way it is, or do you get to tweak it a little bit each year?
That's my favorite thing about Christmas Joy. Well, I shouldn't say my favorite. There are many. But, each year we have a cast of about 65 dancers, ages 6 to 18, and then we usually have some professional dancers as guest artists as well. And the great part about my job is each year I'm able to tweak the show, as you said, or really cultivate it based on the dancers we have that year, based on their strengths, their talents, based on areas where I see that they may be able to grow more. So sometimes we give them more of a challenge. But the show is filled with such versatile choreography. It's not all ballet. We have jazz. We have contemporary dance also, lyrical, lots of different styles. So I think we're able to really grow our dancers in a unique way, and it's also able to touch the audience. Some people might say, oh, ballet, that's not for me. But I think they should still come. I think they'll be surprised at how much they enjoy it. And I love that Christmas Joy just has that life to it. There's standard pieces that we keep in the show every single year. But otherwise, like this year, we have three new works that we created kind of in celebration of the 35th anniversary. And so that's really, really awesome for the audience to see something new and the dancers to perform something new.
I'm going to say something which I hope is not misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. My girls participated in doing some cheering and some different things. And they might have practice once a week. And then on the weekends, they got to do these little cheers. And so they did their best and they had a great time. But then I saw you take those same children and have quite a few rehearsals, pretty intense rehearsals with pretty young people all the way up to high school, seniors. And I saw them blossom mm-hmm. in doing really disciplined. I saw some frowns with frustration,
yes.
but I also saw amazing joy when they come off the floor after doing a number. Is that the correct
yes, yeah.
term?
Mm-hmm.
They came off. How many numbers in the show?
There's about 20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
So the girls would come off the, I'd watch them having stress, you know,
yes.
for weeks. But a lot of joy too. I mean, your instructors and all the people that are with you, helping you, are always praising the kids.
Yes.
But you're also pushing them.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, what an amazing, you're tender, but you were demanding.
Yes.
And I love that because the excellence that happens in these young people when they're really pushed to learn something, they learn it. And the people that are going to go watch the show, they are not only going to hear wonderful worship music, but they are going to see some young people that have invested.
Yes. Actually, that's a really awesome way to say it. I love that. They're fully invested. They, like you said, they don't always love every moment.
Right.
We really do. We challenge them. And in ways that I think a lot of times maybe young people aren't challenged that way anymore. But we kind of are carrying on Karen Alwyn's legacy, and she was no nonsense and, very, very disciplined. But we see the fruit of that, and there's nothing better than like show day. Like you're saying, you know, the girls, the dancers, they come off into the wings, and it's just that feeling of accomplishment and that pride. It's really, really special.
Oh, and
remarkable.
At the end of the whole show, they get flowers and all kinds of things. I mean, the parents are just showering them with
Well,
praise.
And then they usually cry because it's over.
Yes. That's right. Oh, yes. Wow. But it's the emotions are just right. off the chart. And the audience really gets to see all of that.
Yes.
They really participate in seeing what has been put together by this huge group of people to honor God and
yes.
talk about the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow, spectacular stuff.
Yeah, it's up close and personal. And I mean, most of our dancers are, you know, are Christians, are believers. And some of them aren't. And
right.
so this show just has such a unique way to speak to them, to mold their hearts. You know, that's part of my own personal testimony was growing up in Christmas Joy and finally coming to a personal relationship with Jesus through hearing that music, you know, uh-huh. on a weekly basis through our rehearsals. But that is just our prayer every year that through the passion of the dancers that, you know, our audience will be touched and moved. And
well, you were pushed just as hard when you were young,
mm-hmm.
but you had people loving on you
yeah.
in the midst of demanding
right.
excellence from you. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I think, I mean, the balance is so important. You know, you can't be too heavy one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think holding... you know, these dancers, they're committed. They're at the studio 6 days a week, most of them. Mm-hmm. Christmas Joy isn't something that we throw together in a couple weeks.
No.
You know, they're training year round to be a part of our company.
Right.
So it is a huge investment on their part and something that they're continually challenged to uphold that commitment, you know, especially as they enter, you know, middle school and high school and there's so many other opportunities open to them. They sacrifice a lot to be a part of the show. You know, we've touched on it, but they might not love every part, every, you know, tweak we make, every detail we change or we challenge them to, you know, dance more together, more fully or with more artistry. But then those moments, those aha moments, they're the best in the rehearsal studio.
Yes.
It's the best when they realize they can do something that they didn't think they could, you know, or they achieve something or they, you know, they move one of us, their rehearsal directors, to tears there in the studio without the costumes and the lights and all of the, you know, fanfare. It's just, it's such an honest portrayal of human emotion. It's beautiful.
We have Wendy Miner. She is the artistic director of Christmas Joy. It's their 35th anniversary performance this year, Saturday, December 14th and Sunday the 15th. Saturday shows at 1 and 5 and Sundays at 2 o'clock p.m. You can obtain tickets by going to N, as in National, HCC, as in Cultural Center, nmfornewmexico.org, or you can go by the studios at Magnify Dance Center, and that's located at 8529 Indian School, and buy tickets. Tickets $25 and $33,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you it is worth every dollar. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to talk to Wendy about some of the details. Hand position, foot position, all of that good stuff when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on what you have in your life to be thankful for. We here at Water Extraction Experts want you to know that we are thankful for you, our customers, and KNKT listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 1884.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Wendy Miner, the artistic director of Christmas Joy, is in studio with us. And Christmas Joy is really something really joyful for me. I was involved as a dad, and my daughter loved it, Wendy. I saw you dance.
Yes.
You were probably in high school when I saw you dancing. Mm-hmm. And you had a nice opportunity to do some of that in college and after college. And now you have your own dance studio.
Right.
Came to faith in the Lord, and Christmas Joy sounds like it had a lot to do with that.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way, you know, if you hear the soundtrack, we often have people that come to the show that say, can I buy the soundtrack? The music is so amazing. But there's no way you can be in the studio week after week for, you know, 3 or 4 months that we rehearse, just having this music poured into your heart and then having coaches who are trying to pull out, you know, those emotions out of you. There's no way that it cannot impact you. So
right. I know there's some really macho guys out there going, hey, you know, those dancers, they're not quite as tough as athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, you got to be more athletic to be a dancer.
Absolutely.
With any style. And it's crazy the physical condition these young ladies get into.
It's amazing. I mean, like, you know, they're training 5 to 6 days a week, the older ones. We have cross training. They're in ballet class, they're in contemporary class, they're in jazz class. You know, they're doing weightlifting and all kinds of stuff to keep them in their peak performance condition. So the athleticism is beyond. And then, you know, you add to that, you have to emote and, you know, whether you're raising the audience in something that's really, you know, praiseworthy, you know, praiseful and big, or whether it's something really introspective and emotional, you know, you've got to, like, in a moment's notice, change that performance quality. So it's the athleticism paired with that.
That's not just your facial expression.
Oh, no.
That's your entire body.
Your body language. Absolutely.
And how you, I remember, you know, this is really embarrassing that I don't know more about this, but if you're holding your hand, buckets, they call it, it's like you're holding a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're holding it up like you're holding a candle,
mm-hmm.
and or you have your hand open and it's kind of flowing.
Yeah.
And there's all, I mean, to walk 3 feet in a dance performance, there's hundreds of things going on in a person's body.
Yeah.
So it's not walking 3 feet, it's dancing 3 feet.
Absolutely.
What's involved in that? How do you teach all of that?
A lot of it is just repetition through years of training in classes. That's why I say, you know, this is not a recital, because these young artists train so, so fully to be a part of this production. So like you said, to walk 3 feet, or, you know, in just a simple, like, 8 counts of music, the amount of material that they have memorized, you know, the checklist that they have to go through physically of where every part of their body, that proprioception. And then, you know, like I said, making contact with the audience and the artistry on top of that. So many layers. So I think it's mostly repetition, how we achieve it.
So where are you? You're always backstage while this is going on. Do you see things that go on that you like and you dislike?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of directors will sit in the audience. You know, I sit in the audience all week. We move into the theater on Monday, so we rehearse for 5 days there before we invite the audience in. Mm-hmm. So I sit in the audience all week, but it's too nerve-wracking for me to be out there during the shows. Just, you know, if there's one cue that doesn't go right, I'm going to be freaking out wondering what happened. So I like to be backstage, and I'm taking notes the whole show. I'm taking notes. So after every show, we're making more corrections, more, you know, little tweaks here and there to make the show better the next time. Mm-hmm. I'm already taking notes for casting ideas for next year. You know, oh, this person is amazing in this role. Next year, they need to move to this role.
Mm-hmm.
Back there, you know, encouraging the dancers and, you know, when they have nerves, trying to calm them down and all that. And I love that part. The energy is amazing.
Wendy, you have some featured dancers and they've moved up.
Yes.
They've gotten better. They've trained. They've done all the, and they end up earning these spots. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the featured dancers for this year.
Yeah. So, well, we have our guest artist this year, Natalia Harrison. She was one of my students, one of Miss Karen's students, you know, for years and years. And she's a professional dancer now, but she's an alumni of our company and just has such a heart for the show. She is an absolutely stunning, beautiful artist and ballerina. And so she plays the role of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the show. And then we have several dancers who are our featured soloists that are high school age dancers. And they have grown up, almost all of them, you know, through the ranks of the company. Some of them joined us when they were a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them started when they were quite young. And it's so rewarding to see them. You know, when they're little, we call them our little angels. They come out. They steal the show. They're adorable and precious. And they can dance.
They can.
They do more than just stand there and look cute. But, you know, they start there. And it just it grows from there to see the progression through, you know, as they grow as artists. And then to see them, like, when they reach that pinnacle, their senior year of high school, to be really leading the whole show, it's quite remarkable.
You know, I've seen athletes, boys and girls, primarily in basketball, that'll start when they're 10 years old or they'll start when they're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents want them to get ready for the WNBA or the NBA right now.
Right.
And yet I always caution parents. I say, look, your child is not even got hormones going in. Mm-hmm. You got to let them develop and grow into their bodies. And more than that, you need to let them see what God does in terms of a passion for the sport or the passion for the dance. And I can testify in relation to my own daughter that she tried sports. And when she got involved in ballet, the movement and the discipline and the coaching and all the things that went in and performing in mm-hmm. Christmas Joy was just such a blessing to her and lifted her up every day. And for our family to have gotten involved, it was just such an amazing thing. And I've stood backstage and I've even gone out and ushered and done mm-hmm. different things. And I watched the reaction of the people that are there. And a lot of people are going to just because, oh, our friend's daughter is performing and we're just going to go and it'll be, you know, a nice thing to go. And they literally have their mouths open.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Yes. Oh, we have people, you know, brought to tears. The stories that we've heard no kidding, like relationships being restored, you know, through this performance and people coming back to the Lord after, you know, just turning their back on him for so many years and just feeling that the joy of the season, because we all like can lose that so easily. It is. I think it's really a breath of fresh air, and it's something really unique here in our city.
Yeah, it is a special thing. So want to let everybody know again, Christmas Joy, their 35th anniversary performance to be held Saturday, December 14th and Sunday the 15th, National Hispanic Cultural Center. Tickets can be obtained online at the National Hispanic Cultural Center ticket office or at Magnify Dance Center.
Yes.
Which is Wendy's dance studio. So Wendy Miner, the artistic director, is going to be with us one more segment, and we hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious. So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Wanted to take a brief couple seconds here to thank everybody that contributed to Star 88, our sister station. They are a nonprofit organization at 88.3 on your dial. We had Star Week last week, and a lot of you called, and it's supported 100% by listeners. We're not even able to sell advertising or anything there, but 88.3, Star 88 has been around for a really long time, and they have been, they are the oldest contemporary Christian music station in the United States. So thank you all for supporting that. And Wendy Miner, artistic director for Christmas Joy, is in studio. And a lot of Christians are really familiar with music. Music's a big part of our faith and everything. They're going to be really blessed by your show because the music is great.
Isn't it? Yeah, I love it.
Very worshipful, and to see the young people dancing to it. I mean, it's beautiful. It's elegant. And you can really appreciate it no matter what your background is. Even if you're not a parent that has done all the things behind the scenes with their kids, if you're a former alumni, I know all the alumni continue to go to it.
Oh, they do. Yeah. We've got such a family. You know, when you're part of something like this, whether it's one season or, you know, 12 seasons of your child's, you know, formative years, we become a family, and we love to see our alumni come back and support us. And I mean, sometimes they'll come back and help in quick change behind the scenes, or a lot of them turn into rehearsal directors and help to pour into that next generation. You know, 35 years we've been around, that's kind of a long time, you know, especially something in the arts. And so, yeah, we love keeping that.
Talk to us about the arts. I mean, it really can be a blessing to people. It's almost like many of us are not enjoying all the beauty that God has given us.
Yeah. Well, I can certainly say that, you know, God gave us the beauty of dance. Mm-hmm. God gave us those giftings. And, you know, for us as the performers through Christmas Joy, to be able to use those gifts, you know, to praise Him and to point others to Him, I mean, there's really nothing better than just, you know, combining those two things together. So it creates a really, really awesome space where cool things can happen.
Oh, it sure does. And Wendy, you've got kids in the show.
I do, yeah. So I have 65 kids who are my dancers, and then I have three of my own children. They're 9, 11, and 13, and they've all been a part of Christmas Joy for a number of years now. And so that's really special for me as a mom. Mm. It's a little, it's a different area to walk when I'm their teacher and their director and also their mom. It's kind of a challenge, but it's really special.
Well,
to
you
share
might have
it with
to
them.
Delegate that to one of
I
your
do.
Coaches.
Yep. Yep. I do. I learned that.
Well, it's difficult. The funny thing, and I've said this before in my program, I have five children.
Mm.
And I thought after the first one, wow, I have practiced. I'm going to get really good on the next one. Well, guess what? The next one's not even close
totally
to the same as the first one.
Yeah.
In fact, my second child is the daughter who is involved in Christmas Joy. My first child is a boy and did all kinds of sports and different things. Both really smart, but personalities were totally different. And so that's the fun part about parenting is you really get to see how God is just gifted and put people in a position where it's amazing. I want to give our listeners an opportunity. If you call and tell us that you love Christmas Joy, you got to be the first caller. I'm going to give you two tickets and you can use it for any of the three performances. We'll give you a voucher. You've got to get down to the National Hispanic Cultural Center to exchange these for tickets ASAP because the tickets go quickly.
That's right.
So if you're the first caller this afternoon, our phone number is 338-5790. We've got two tickets for you to go to Christmas Joy. Wendy Miner, I have so many questions. We only have a few minutes left. I want to know what your favorite thing is about the show. Is there a couple numbers or are they things that you performed in that you now have a special affection for?
Well, that's always so touching, you know, to think back. Our executive director now, Andrea Basil, she and I grew up together dancing in the show. And now, you know, there's these pieces that we dance together that were so special to us. And now we get to set them on our dancers and, you know, see them grow in these roles. And a lot of time, I think, surpass even our performance of them, which is really, really neat. But I think just going back to what you said about being a parent, I mean, I feel that way as a teacher and a coach and a director. You know, it's so amazing to see all these different personalities, all these different kids with different giftings, different physical abilities. Some of them are super shy, and to bring out their artistry is a feat. Mm. Some of them are, you know, natural performers, but maybe they have challenges where they, you know, ballet isn't as easy for them. So in so many different ways, you've got to get really creative. But it's a really awesome privilege
and
to be able to.
And you've created a show for if a child will dedicate themselves, you have a place for
them. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And what's really amazing is to see the young people as they get a little bit older that really, you know, are dancers that are, you know, everybody enjoys it. Everybody's blessed by it. But then you see those few people that are really blessed
and
really
gifted.
They were made for it. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like you get to see, you know, a basketball player or a football player or a track athlete or any other kind of athlete develop. And dance is absolutely completely athletic.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing thing.
Most of our dancers won't go on to dance as professionals,
right,
you know.
Right.
But a few of them absolutely do. But regardless, the role that this show, you know, in their training plays in their life and, you know, the things that it influences in the areas that they'll, you know, whatever they'll become in their future.
Right.
That's really cool.
Okay. You got to tell me that special segment that's your favorite thing in Christmas Joy.
Well, I have, I mean, one of my favorites, I was a part of the original cast, is O Holy Night. It's not maybe the showiest part of our show, but it just was very special to me. I got to dance it with two of my best friends when it was first created. And it's a real honor to have choreography created on you. And so to know, like, that was my part. Do you know, there's several places in the show where I can say that, but that piece just always moves me. There's a part where all of them run around the stage and the air that just, they move the air in such a way that it just gives me goosebumps every time. So I love that. I mean, I love when the curtain goes up. I can't really pick. It's too hard.
Yeah. Was there a special person, a special show that you did over the years that spoke into your life that you can remember?
After I graduated high school, I got to come back and dance the role of Mary, which is, you know, we'd say it's every little girl's dream. If they're a part of Christmas Joy, that's what they dream to be because you're kind of the star.
Yeah.
And so that was a very special honor for me. And I think, though, I found my place now. I love directing the show, even more than performing in it. It's a different kind of stress, you know, not being the one to, like, actually take the stage, but to carry it in a different way. And, I mean, God's still growing me through this part of now directing, and I love that.
Yeah. Wow. What an amazing thing. Christmas Joy, it's going to be held Saturday, December 14th and Sunday the 15th. 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock shows on the 14th, 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Shows will sell out, so you got to get tickets. Go online to the National Hispanic Cultural Center website. That website, Wendy, give that to us one more time.
It's NHCC, National Hispanic Cultural Center, NHCCNM.org.
And if you have a person that's interested in dancing,
yes,
boy or girl,
absolutely,
you
yeah,
can get in touch with Wendy at Magnified Dance Center. And what's your address?
8529 Indian School Northeast.
Do you want to throw out a phone number?
Sure. Yeah, it's 312-8371. And yeah, we would love to meet you and any potential young dancers in your life.
Wendy, thank you so much for joining
thank
us
for
on ABQ
me.
Connect, because I'm going to be there. I know my daughter's going to be there probably three times, but I'll talk to her about it. So Wendy Miner, Artistic Director for Christmas Joy, you're gracious and giving your time, and you got a bunch of rehearsals left.
That's right. Yeah. I'm on my way to the studio now.
Are you? Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right back with John Mead, John Thomas Jeweler. So stay with us on ABQ Connect.